The Thunderbolts' playoff hopes were dealt a blow Friday evening as they came from behind in the ninth inning but lost 3-2 and 10 to the Schaumburg Boomers. Zach Westcott got the Thunderbolts off to a strong start, shutting out the Schaumburg Bats over the first five innings. The Bolts took the lead in the bottom of the second. Corey Bass doubled, and then it was Ransom Lalonde.
1-1. Lalonde lines it out to right center field. That ball will drop for a base hit. Corey Bass scores. It's an RBI single for the Bolts shortstop, 1-0.
They loaded the bases in the third in an effort to extend the lead, but Kagan Hopkins struck out Kyle Wood to end the threat. The Boomers got on the board in the sixth. Kyle Ruckum walked and Josh Gardner singled. With two outs, they both scored on RBI hits from David Harris and Tanner Pinkston, respectively. The ninth inning began with the Bolts trailing 2-1, but Wood led off with a walk. Pinch runner Will Krug advanced to second on a Ransom Lalonde bunt. He stood at second base with two outs for Blair Beck.
The 0-1 pitch from the flamethrower Kelly. Lined out to right field, coming in and dropping. That ball drops. Will Krug is going to try to score. The throw from Weigel, not in time. RBI single, Blair Beck. We are tied.
The game would eventually go to extras, and with Westcott still pitching in the top of the 10th, Andrew Broadback hit a leadoff double. After he was bunted the third, Gardner stood at the plate for the play of the ball game.
1-0 on Gardner. It's a squeeze play. He misses the bunt, and now they've got the base runner.
He missed
the tag, and he'll score. He scores as Corey Bass missed the tag, and the Boomers take a 3-2 lead. That is unbelievable.
Westcott took the loss despite being the first Frontier Leaguer to throw more than nine innings in 6 years. He allowed three runs in 9 1/3 innings pitched. Garrett Kelly blew the save but pitched a 1-2-3-10 for the win. Game two of the series will pit the Bolts' Will Landschaft against Schaumburg's Joe Hauser on Saturday night. The game will be followed by the Super Mega Fireworks Spectacular sponsored by Illumina Pyrotechnics. First pitch from Standard Bank Stadium is scheduled for 6.05 p.m. and the broadcast can be heard on WXAV 88.3 FM and WXAV.com.